This is the State of Things. I'm Frank Stacio. This weekend, everyone is Irish. In the run-up to St. Patrick's Day, thousands, if not millions, of people across the globe will take to the streets in green gear to march in parades and possibly gather in pubs for a pint when the marching's done. The soundtrack for these festivities in many places will be classic tunes of bagpipes and drums. And tomorrow, the Wake and District Public Safety Pipes and Drums will provide the musical backdrop for the Raleigh St. Patrick's Day Parade. Two members of the group are with us now. Joe Brady's a bagpiper. Hello, Joe. Thank you for being here.
Good afternoon, Frank. Thank you for having me.
Also with us, Patrick O'Leary, a drummer.
Hello. Welcome. How are you?
Of course you'd be Patrick O'Leary. It's not really his name, but we said he had to come as Patrick O'Leary or we wouldn't let him on the show.
You know.
Thank you. Joe, you play the bagpipes. How long have you been playing the pipes?
I've been playing the pipes since I was 9 years old.
Wow.
So I grew up on the south side of Chicago, and as an Irish Catholic kid, you kind of have two choices, seminary or play the bagpipes. So here I am.
Way to go. And you must have, if you played the bagpipes from the age of nine, you grew up in an orphanage because nobody would let you in the house with those things.
It's strange. There was a house on the south side of Chicago. It was the home of Dave McKee Sr. He's the one that taught me how to play the bagpipes, and he would have a cacophony of bagpipes and drums in his house every Tuesday. And the neighbors wouldn't call the police, well, because Dave was the police.
Way to go. So did you grow up loving these things and sort of hearing it in the neighborhood? I mean, was that it or records? How did you?
It was part of the neighborhood, indeed. And then it was really seeing a band called the Bagpipes and Drums of the Emerald Society Chicago Police Department that really got my heart calling to play this instrument, to continue playing it. It was seeing what they do at funerals for police officers and firefighters killed in the line of duty.
Yeah, and that's what you're doing now here, right?
That is what we're doing now here. We formed this band about 7 years ago for that stated purpose, to honor police officers, firefighters, paramedics, honor our military, people who make the ultimate sacrifice.
And you said you noticed there was not much of that here when you got here.
There wasn't any of it when I got here. In fact, there is another pipe band here in the area. North Carolina State University has a pipe band that's been in place for over 45 years. A great program, great people, but just not out doing the firemen's funerals and the police funerals. A tradition that you would expect for police and firefighters, and no one was filling that gap.
Any idea how that tradition got started?
That tradition actually got started in the United States back in the 60s with the New York City Police Department Emerald Society Pipe Band, and it was a way to honor their dead. And it actually came from the Scots, because in the Scottish regiments back hundreds of years ago, they had bagpipe drum regiments that would march the soldiers into battle, and they would also bring the soldiers home in mourning when they were bringing them home in caskets.
Did the Irish even have bagpipes?
Actually, the Irish do have bagpipes. Yeah. It's similar to the instrument that we play, the Great Highland Bagpipe. The Irish also play a set of pipes called Uilleann pipes, which is a very beautiful instrument. We have a number of very talented Uilleann players here in the area as well.
Can we hear a song?
Absolutely.
Joe Brady on the bagpipe, Patrick O'Leary on the drums, part of the Waken District Public Safety Pipes and Drums. What was that one?
That's a tune that we call the Quiet Man Medley, and a couple of tunes from the movie The Quiet Man with John Wayne, Maureen O'Hara, and the last tune's called The Rakes of Mallow. That's the tune that they're playing in the bar when everyone's fighting.
At the obligatory scene in that.
Yes.
You know, I joked about, do the Irish really have bagpipes? I know this. Here's something you might not know. I learned all about this and bagpipes and their travels when I went to Czechoslovakia, and it was then Czechoslovakia, and heard about the Moravian bagpipe, a single pipe. And I thought, how did the Moravians get the pipes? You know, I thought that was a Celtic thing. Well, the Celts used to live there. Big part of Central and Eastern Europe, once populated by the Celts, pushed out by the Slavs, and left some of their tradition behind.
Yeah, it's said that everywhere where the British Empire has touched, there are bagpipes. But even before that, it's also said that Nero heard bagpipes playing when Rome was burning. And not necessarily that they were bagpipes, but a bellowed instrument with drones.
Yeah.
So it is a really timeless instrument.
Though Nero was psychotic.
Yep.
True. I tell you what, would you play another song for us?
Absolutely.
All right. Waken District Public Safety Pipes and Drums, who will be playing in the Raleigh St. Patrick's Day Parade tomorrow. And there will be more of you in the parade, I assume.
There'll be about 70 of us.
70 folks. That's a big... where do you practice?
We are very grateful to the North Carolina State Highway Patrol, Colonel Gray and Sergeant Joe Bright, that allow us to practice at the North Carolina State Highway Patrol Training Center every Monday night, and we provide some background music, I think, that the recruits they're training will remember for the rest of their lives.
You also participate in competitions, too.
Yes, we do. We participate up and down the East Coast in bagpipe competitions. One of the bands we compete against is the North Carolina State Pipe Band. So,
all right. Well, good luck to both of you in my role as host of the State of Things. But, Patrick, let me ask you now. You play drums in New York, right?
I did, yes.
Yeah. So talk about the difference, because, you know, I mean, Joe's saying he got here and the culture wasn't as robust as it must be in New York. How did you find it down here, and how do you – what's the difference?
It just seems as though the general population down here didn't seem to understand why pipe bands do what we do, why we're at funerals and other occasions like that, whereas up north, it's almost a given.
And do you find folks now are accepting it? Is it becoming more of a normal part? Is it what we expect now?
Everywhere we go, we're getting more and more of that feeling. Joe, being from Chicago, he understands as well. So, yeah, it's really beginning to catch on, so to speak. People are starting to get it and understand the reasons behind why we do this.
Will you play another song for us?
Absolutely.
There they are, the Wakin District Public Safety Pipes and Drums. If you want more, you can go to the Raleigh-St. Patrick's Day Parade tomorrow, where they and 68 of their friends will be with them to make that a lively parade. And I just want you to know that as we were talking about the reach and scope of the bagpipes, Efren Ramirez from Pittsburgh called. He is from Puerto Rico, but tells us that the pipes are commonly played in Brittany, Galicia, which is northeast Spain, and the Basque regions of Spain. So kind of everywhere.
Yeah. Oh, the King of Spain has a tremendous pipe band, and the instrument is a little bit different than this. And the men and women wear completely different uniforms in the kilts, but the tunes are universal. The Brittany tunes are universal.
And I understand you guys crashed a wedding, huh?
Yeah. Last St. Patrick's Day, we were in downtown Raleigh playing, and some people kind of waved us into a room, and it turned out it was a wedding. And we marched in there with 50-plus members of our band and started playing to the shock of, I think, initial shock to everyone. A nice Irish couple, and we ended up playing, and everyone in we had the whole place dancing on their feet, including Grandpa was up doing the Irish jig. It was fantastic.
50 of you, so it must not have been. It must have been a big venue.
It was a big venue downtown, and if you go to YouTube, you could search "bagpipe drums crash wedding," and it's there's two videos of it. It's mortifying.
I tell you what, we will put it up at our website, stateofthings.org, and make it a lot easier for you. And you can see that as well as the Zach Galifianakis interview of the president. It's all going to be there. So go to the website, but not until this conversation is over. So tomorrow's the parade, and so when you get called. I mean, do you have funerals and other events that you have to do? I suppose you have to sort of make yourselves available. Do a subset of the whole group then makes themselves available?
We do try to make ourselves available. There's enough of us to go around, really, and we hope we never have to play one again. But if a funeral comes up that we do have to play, our members are able to, you know, tell their bosses that, hey, I need a day off from work to go play a funeral for a policeman or a fireman killed in the line of duty, and no one frowns upon it.
Yeah.
And it's just something that we could do. We can go stand there at the funeral and leaving a lasting memory without having to say a single word.
Yeah. Well, it's good that you're doing it, and we thank you for being here.
Thank you.
Joe Brady is the manager and bagpiper with the Wakin District Public Safety Pipes and Drums. Patrick O'Leary, a drummer with the group. They're going to be playing at the Raleigh St. Patrick's Day Parade tomorrow. We'll have details on that and the rockin' wedding they crashed at our website, stateofthings.org. They're going to play us out, but first I want to remind you that you're listening to The State of Things and that it's produced by Laura Lee, Nicole Campbell, Megan Montefiore, Anita Rao. Robin Copley is our technical director. Al Wadarski helped out today as well. Brent Wolf is our news director. This is North Carolina Public Radio. It's a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. I'm Frank Stacio. Once again, the Waken District Public Safety Pipes and Drones.